welcome back to another episode of Business Partner Partners.
I thought you were going to sing something.
I felt like singing.
You got a singing face.
What's a singing face?
You know. You prepared to sing and then you chickened out.
I don't think I've ever chickened out of singing something.
Today?
Today. I'm Chrissy.
I'm Ryan.
And today we're going to be talking about 2024 trends in business we've seen so far. Bow, bow, bow. I think that's what I was going to do.
Okay.
I was going to say business partner partners. Bow, bow, bow.
That's what I was expecting. That's okay. Good.
That's not really singing though.
All right. Anyway.
So first we're going to start with fashion. Ryan, what would you say is hot in fashion right now? Crop tops.
Crop tops. I mean, that's all I wear anymore.
Crocs. Crocs and socks.
Crocs have been in, if you're me.
I bought some Crocs and I really like them. And then I was looking through some of like the influencers I follow and my exact Crocs that I bought were on their list of like hot items. So I was like, I'm so validated right now. People want my Crocs.
Crocs have been cool if you're a dad for a long time.
It's true.
So, okay.
So no more fashion?
That's all I got. Crop tops and Crocs. Croc tops.
What's a croc top? It's a crop top that has holes in it like Crocs.
Yeah.
For breathability.
This is dumb.
Ryan, okay, we're not talking about fashion trends.
Yeah.
Ryan just said unsubscribe to me. I'm just trying to have a little fun. I just had a matcha, so I'm feeling right.
Mm.
Which leads us into the real trends we came here to talk about.
Matcha.
Not fashion trends. Although.
Matcha's a trend.
I can talk about oversized t-shirts I know we're in.
Stop.
Stop trying to don't shut my tangents down. Okay. So we're going to start in the category of drinks. And matcha's been on the rise for a few years. I do want to know, do you like matcha?
Disgusting.
Have you had matcha?
Yes.
How have you had it?
In my mouth.
Oh!
Matcha, the only thing grosser than matcha is oat milk.
Okay.
Oat milk is the worst. Matcha, pretty close.
So matcha is a green tea.
Yeah.
And it comes in like a powder form.
But it's like green. It's not like I like green tea. It's like neon green drink. It's more of a green drink than a green tea.
Right. But you make it. It's a powder
made
of finely ground green tea leaves from the Camellia sinensis plant. I didn't Google that. That was from my brain. Uh-huh. But it's so good and people are liking it because sodium free, fat free, sugar free, calorie free. And it gives you more sustained energy, they say, than coffee. I feel like I've been talking to a lot of people lately that are like either cutting out coffee or reducing their caffeine intake.
Can you say the same about coffee? It's fat-free, calorie-free. Like, that's all the same.
I know, but it's like, it's just a different option.
Okay.
A lot of people do put things in their coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But they do in their matcha, too. But you didn't answer my question.
It's gross.
No.
What?
Do you think more... Are more people cutting out caffeine that you've come across? Or is this in my like mom circles?
No, I think people are cutting out stuff in general. I think we're going to talk about beer and wine and stuff in a minute. But I think people are just generally trying to be healthy. And like, I think we're probably still, there's like some COVID hangover of like, I'll deny myself nothing. And then like when you go back out into the world, it's like, I'm really going to get everything now. And I think there's some correction happening there.
Health is definitely a trend for 2024.
I think I've seen less of people cutting caffeine and more limiting caffeine.
I told you this the other day, but
it's big news.
I recently cut back from 2 cups to 1 cup every morning.
Big time.
But what I have been doing instead, I've been having a cup of
5 hour energy,
a full cup of 5 hour energy, a cup of collagen peptides and protein powder, and it's lemon flavored and you mix it with hot water and it makes like a tea. So I feel like I'm getting like a little healthy boost, but that's like my second cup. Mm-hmm. And I can tell I'm not as energized. My personality isn't as good as it used to be.
I've been meaning to mention that.
My personality's gotten worse. I really do wonder though, I feel like caffeine contributes a lot to my personality.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, it's a drug.
It is a drug.
You're druggy.
Anywho, so matcha being a trend, because it is a healthier alternative for caffeine. Tea always has been, I guess. And in the, what is it called? The blue zones, like the areas where people live longer. you know?
Yeah.
They drink more tea than they do coffee.
They also like living on the water.
That's why Allie's not drinking coffee anymore, you know?
Yeah. Matcha's definitely in and growing. I mean, it's been in, but I think we're definitely seeing that we're selling more matcha than we used to.
But a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to drink matcha and I'm going to be so healthy, which your coworker did this and she blew my mind. When people order an unsweetened, Mary Mac ordered an unsweetened matcha latte. And I was like, do you know what you're getting yourself into right now?
Yeah, that's the healthy way.
I know. I was when like,
you just dump sugar in it.
I was like, come on, girl. Just add 10 grams honey. It's going to take you to the next level.
Listen, you're just pushing 10 grams on people. Come on, just get 10 grams.
10 grams. Just this is how we start rumors. 10 grams. that's funny. But more and more people are ordering matcha. We currently have a matcha special on the menu and it's been pretty popular. So staying with the drinks, so people cutting caffeine, I think, has been a trend, and going for other options like matcha or tea. What do you think I don't really have a pulse on beer. 'Cause you know, I used to like IPAs and then that died when my children were born and my love for IPAs died. And so I don't really know, like, what are people drinking this day? Like, all I know is hazies are in.
I think hazies are on the way out. I mean, I think hazies are...
Hazy IPAs is what we're talking about.
I think hazy IPAs have had their peak. I mean, they're not going away, but, like, it was pretty frantic for a while. But I think...
Frantic as in, like, how do I find a hazy IPA?
Yeah, and, like, I need it to be, like, the most, like, orange juice ever. Not really, but, like, they look... I mean, like...
Is that what hazy is?
No, but, like, some of them look like orange juice. Like, you can't even shine a light through them. I mean, they're disgusting.
So would you say they're, like... Kind of hazy looking?
Kind of hazy. It came on pretty hard. I mean, I think a lot of people still prefer a hazy to an IPA. I think we still probably see that preference, but like...
Do you know the answer to this? What makes it hazy?
It's not filtered. I think there's some other differences, but mostly like they don't filter out.
So normal beer is put through like a Brita?
Yeah, they just pour it through a big old Brita. and they're not as bitter is another reason why people like them. So like it cuts out a lot of the like harsh... quote unquote bitterness of an IPA, which is what I really like. I like the like pine tar, like resiny taste. But
when you sell it like that.
Yeah. Those are kind of, I think, on the decline. I think we're seeing folks move back to like more almost like traditional beers. So like lagers and pilsners and like clear stuff and like not IPA. Some of that might be driven by health stuff too. I mean, there's definitely, I think, not no, but like certainly less calories in some of those beers than like a heavier IPA. But we're also seeing tons and tons. Well, and on that same note, before I mentioned the non-alcoholic stuff, I feel like ranch water and like long drink and like a bunch of those things. I mean, obviously we've seen the seltzer craze come and I think High Noon has taken over a lot of that because it's like a cleaner seltzer. But
vodka. No, High Noon's liquor.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But I think some of those drinks and like definitely the seltzers have gone all super calorie conscious. And so I think that's just a trend.
Super calorie conscious.
I think that's just a trend of like America and light beer and stuff. But the biggest change has been in the non-alcoholic beer. Like, so we sell Athletic Brewing. They make a whole range of non-alcoholic beers. We've had Heineken 0.0 before. We have one that I can't pronounce, like a German one right now, Westerhofschner or something. Then like there's some seltzery ones like Hop Water is the original one from Lagunitas. And then Sierra Nevada has one that we have on stock as well too. And so I think I've seen those in the shop grow a lot. And then even like outside of that in work, like I travel a bit for work and I've been at some events lately and very much an uptick in folks being out at a bar getting a Heineken 0.0 or a Athletic Brewing or whatever they have. So.
And if this is the first episode you're listening to, Ryan has a day job other than Mountain Goat. So he's not traveling for Mountain Goat. This is his software world.
Day job. But yeah.
My question about like the non-alcoholic beers is, do you think most people are drinking those because they like the flavor of beer, but they don't want the alcohol, or they just want to like socially be a part of a scene?
I think those are the same questions. Like if you're hanging out at a bar with people.
Yeah.
That's the social thing. And then you don't want the alcohol. That's the no alcohol thing.
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, that's largely what it is. It's like people being in an environment where everyone's drinking something. And I think, you know, there's always been people like hiding drinks and getting mocktails and getting seltzer waters because they're pregnant or they're like, you know, recovering from an addiction or something, but I think this has probably been helpful for folks in that situation because it's much more common now. Like, yeah. I saw a coworker at a trip I was on recently order a Heineken 00, and like years ago I'd have been like, she's pregnant. But now I was like, I don't know, she might just not be drinking. So
yeah. I think that kind of leads into the next thing, which is more and more people adapting a sober lifestyle. And I actually listened to this whole podcast about all the benefits of being sober, mental clarity, health, et cetera, et cetera. I'll go listen to a podcast about it. I don't have the facts. But one thing I did hear about, it was like, it's the one thing, like if you choose to be sober, it's the one thing people are like, why are you not drinking?
I don't think as much anymore. I would have said that's true in the past.
No, I feel like there are people are going to wonder, like you always, if someone is choosing not to drink alcohol, yeah. You always are wondering, is it because they don't like the taste? Is it because they have a history? Is it because they are like cutting calories or something? You can't just not because you don't.
I think it's more common to hear folks these days just saying like, I'm just not drinking right now.
Or
I've just stopped drinking, or I don't want to drink.
Or I'm doing Whole 30.
Yeah, or something like that.
It is more common for people to say that, but I think it is an interesting like societal thing that it's like the most typical thing is that you have alcoholic drinks if you're over 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why wouldn't you be poisoning yourself at any possible opportunity? Says the guy who always wants a beer. So.
And owns a bar. Poisoning yourself. So yeah, sober lifestyle. And then I would say also that's kind of the drink things that we're seeing. And then as far as the coffee side goes, what we're going to continue to see, I think, and what I've seen on Instagram and just people's personal preferences is more and more people having really nice at-home espresso machines, mm-hmm. and trying to do their own espresso and latte art, because now you can get really good espresso and take it home and mm-hmm. make it yourself and learn how to steam milk and make a latte at home. And so I think I've seen that. Do you feel like that's more and more like friends that are trying to do that and be able to make a latte at home or a good drink, Americano?
If we didn't have a coffee shop, I would want one at home. I still want one at home, but it feels egregious to get a really nice espresso machine at our house.
Yeah. Maybe we should, though, now that I'm only drinking one cup a day.
Sold.
That was a hard combo.
I thought you would say it was dumb if I wanted one.
No, that's not dumb. You just have to pull me a shot every morning, please.
Done. All right, we're getting an espresso maker. Yeah, I think some of that too is like, to another point that we'll talk about in a second, is everything is getting more expensive. Like, I think that's part of that is, I think if you drink coffee drinks every day, it does become expensive, and like being able to make it at home is cost effective, but it's also just kind of nice like to sit around and have a coffee at home.
Yeah. That's why you try to make Mountain Goat as homey as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good point. I mean, I think, and I kind of talked about this in my solo episode of like the whole community thing. I think you do have to, I mean, building a community is hard, but like giving people a reason to show up besides just like, we have coffee. Cause like literally everything has coffee. Like, I mean, and we even see it.
And good coffee. You can get good coffee a lot of places.
And you even see it in like less traditional places, right? Like it's not uncommon for businesses to now try to have a coffee shop or pop up inside or like do their own just like free coffee. Like even Home Depot, Lowe's at the contractor checkout, there's free coffee. I mean, it's like gas station coffee, but it's free coffee. But my point is like just coffee is not a reason to show up anymore. Like you need another reason to be there.
Gas station coffee is where I draw the line.
I love gas station coffee.
Don't say you love it.
Sphinx has great coffee.
Don't say you love it.
I love it.
Okay. Don't say Sphinx. They're right across the street.
They're making life easier.
You're making them a competitor for us right now.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay. Fine. I accept that. But riffing.
Look at you.
Am I rapping? What does riffing actually mean?
But you used it correctly. Keep going.
Okay. Ryan is feeling a little impatient, if you haven't noticed.
Ryan's got a day job to get back to.
Riffing off of what you said of giving people a reason to come in, what I've seen more coffee shops doing that I just follow on Instagram or have read about is doing some sort of membership program. So whether paying a monthly fee to have unlimited trip or... having some sort of benefit. What have you seen with the memberships? Like, what are some options? Like, you have a mug that's there that you can fill up for a certain amount of money or.
Yeah. I think mug clubs are more, have been more of a beer thing, like a brewery thing until now. But we're seeing more of that, of like, you can have a mug and you get X number of drinks. I mean, I think that's like local businesses trying to steal a page from the like software book, you know, of like, how can we get regular recurring revenue?
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, I'd love to be able to figure out something like that. If you have any ideas, please tell us
why
you would join a membership of Mountain Goat.
Yeah, I want to know that too. But it's always like, also with memberships, like we're competing. There are so many good coffee shops in Greenville, and we're trying to give people a reason to be loyal to us. And I think memberships are a way that people can commit their loyalty, and that you see that. And so I have some ideas. One of them is, I saw a coffee shop.
Don't give away our secrets.
No, kidding. I'm going to give it away. And they had like it was like a founders club, I think is what they called it. And it was a group of like, it looked like 20 people maybe. And every time they were like starting new menus of different types of lattes, cool. Or for us, it would be like new waffle flavors. They would bring them in and give them like scorecards and let them taste the different ones and kind of have an input into the new menu. And I think that'd be really fun to do. I'm trying to think about how we could make it like, I feel like I know 20 of our customers that would be like down, but what would the perk be to them of like being a part of the founder club, or what would we charge to
they
be part
to
of
to see everything in advance?
Yeah.
They get to know what's cool.
So we just, is it just like an opt-in program then?
Well, I don't know. You're the one that came up with it.
I know, but I'm trying to talk about it. I'm trying to, come
you
up
have
with
to
ideas.
Do, you have to visit X number of times.
Yeah. And then you can be, oh, that'd be good.
26 times a month.
Do you know what I can
It's That's how many only days
Joseph.
We're open.
It's only Joseph Uderick
and Joey.
And Joey Beeson. So that's a good. So Square keeps track of people's visits.
If they give us their info.
So I could use Square to filter out people that have been to Mountain Goat 26 times a month.
It's gonna be a small list.
Actually, that's a good idea. Like even people that come 5 times a month, and invite them to be in the Founders Club. I'm glad we're recording this episode.
I'm going to pull the number later. I'm curious just like how many people fall into that category. 5 times a month is a lot.
Okay, let's make estimates now and then we'll come back.
Oh,
and
gosh,
tell.
You're there more than me. This isn't fair.
The amount of people that come 5 times a month, I would say 300.
300?
Do you think that's low?
I think that's high.
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with, is this Price is Right rules?
What are the Price is Right rules again?
If you go over, you lose.
Yeah.
Okay, one person. I think it's under 300.
That's annoying that you did that.
You told me I could.
Give a real guess.
100.
Okay.
Cool.
You might be closer.
Yeah, I think I'm closer.
Look at my confidence.
Yeah, like. I like it.
Okay, next topic. I have noticed, and this is also because we're in the kid world of having an 8 and 6 year old, more places being family friendly. I think that this is a very Euro thing of like involving your kids in everything you do from day to day. And like, it's fine that your kids are in a really nice restaurant with you. And I think that more and more places are learning that they have to be an environment that kids are welcome. So that people can feel comfortable bringing their kids in. I've had people say that to me about Mountain Goat, is that like, yes, there are people working there and people that are having coffee shop dates or whatever, but it's not awkward to bring your kids in and like be reading a book or getting a waffle with your kid or doing a homeschool session or something like that. Do you feel like you've found that? I mean, and what I'm saying is, I think that like the breweries that have open fields and the restaurants that have open fields next to them, they are killing it.
Yeah.
Because if you can go, like at D'Alessandro's, if you can go and eat dinner and have a hot tip, D'Alessandro's, $12 pitcher of beer on the weekends, draft beer. If you can go and have...
Oh, not $12 pitchers of canned beer?
I wish y'all could see my face right now. If you can go and then like hang out and let your kids running around in the field, the money will flow.
Yeah. I mean, I think oftentimes, if I have the kids with me, when I think about where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do, it's driven primarily by where am I going to be comfortable with them versus like, where do I want to go? Because you can go somewhere nice and just like spend a lot of money and have a ruined dinner because your kid's like,
White Duck, A+ setup.
White Duck.
Also
good people.
Yeah. So many good options for family friendly, but I think that we're going to continue to see places that succeed that have a comfortable place where kids can come and options for kids.
There's places we've seen be very successful from being pet friendly.
Yeah.
Too. Like there's places that people go because they're dog people and they're like, I'm going to go to this place because I'm going to take my dog. And like, we can't have dogs inside because we have a kitchen and DHEC won't allow us. But like, there are definitely people that I think pick where they're going to go and like are loyal because they can take their dog with them.
Totally. And kids are kind of like pets.
I mean, most dogs are better behaved than Bert.
That's not true. Bert's kind of like a puppy. Okay. Another trend, or just something that I think I've noticed, is more and more places specializing in one item or like a certain item that you can go just there for. I think in a city like Greenville where we're growing and there's people are inundated with options. Like for example, if you want a really good cup of coffee, oh, here's a list of 25 places you can go get a great cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. But if you want a Liege waffle, do you know the only place you can get it?
One place in town.
Mountain Goat. Other examples, one of my friends on my tennis team was like, we've started doing chocolate chip cookies, and I had really specific requirements for having chocolate chip cookies. I feel like if you buy a chocolate chip cookie at a coffee shop or a restaurant, it has to be like not one that looks like it's from home. It has to be like thick and chocolatey. And we've Joy, who was in our kitchen, she developed a new chocolate chip recipe and it's thick and it's gooey. And one of my friends on my tennis team was like, I've had dreams about that chocolate chip cookie. I thought about driving from my house on the other side of town to come get in that chocolate chip cookie.
Get in it?
Get inside of the chocolate chip cookie. So I think more and more places having something they're known for.
Yeah.
What is somewhere you know from your history or past that like you would go to a place specifically for that item?
I used to go, it's closed now, but Coffee to a Tea had the best cinnamon roll in town.
I thought you said Mug and Muffin.
I think I said it wrong, but it was coffee to a tea. Best cinnamon roll I've ever had. RIP. I mean, yeah, that's the one that comes to mind. I mean, I think like if you're going to get a bagel, you're dumb if you're not going to Greenfields.
Yeah,
Greenfields. Like anywhere else is just a waste.
Yeah.
It's just carbs.
It's just carbs. Green Room also closed. We're giving examples of places that closed, so maybe that's not the best. But good. But I would. They had
don't
curry.
Don't specialize.
They had curry chicken salad that I would drive to for. Oh, so good.
Yeah. They also had good meatloaf. Where else in town has a...
Bake Room, they were known for their morning bun.
Morning bun, yeah.
Which now Methodical is going to be taken over.
Is it Bohemian that has the like, it's like raspberry sweet tea? They're like sweet tea has like some hint of something that people like really like.
Yeah, so offering something that you can't get somewhere else. Mm. And that's when I'm leading into like going back to the topic of like giving people a reason to not use their at-home espresso machine. Offering things that they can't do at home or that would be really difficult at home.
This is a Chrissy theory. Chrissy doesn't like to buy food at a restaurant, a meal at a restaurant that she thinks she could make at home.
Yeah. When I go out to a restaurant, I want to pick the most difficult thing for me to try to make at home. Because when you think about this, I could either buy the $30 worth of ingredients to make pad thai at home, or we could get pad thai takeout for $15 and it's going to be way better. So to me, I'm like, what's the most ingredients and the most difficult? And so for people that are choosing to come to Mountain Goat, they're thinking, I don't want to make dough, let it rise, cook it on a waffle iron, and then top it with things. Let us do that for you with our waffles. Or some of the specialty syrups that we make in-house, you're not going to make a honey lavender cardamom latte at home. You might. It's a lot of work. And are you going to want that every day? Probably not. So you should just come to Mountain Goat.
Yeah. Or for just black coffee, you should come to Mountain Goat too.
Really for anything.
Yeah.
The other trend that I think that we're continuing to see is people using more and more technology. And
you think the internet's here to stay?
The internet's here to stay. And what I will say is we're going to get rid of all of our staff and do just like McDonald's, we're going to do touch screen to order.
Yeah.
So if you're our staff and you're listening, I'm sorry.
Sorry you had to learn about it this way.
This is the best way. You're being replaced with a kiosk. Okay, that's extreme.
That could work. I can see a situation where I'm in the mood for a kiosk coffee. Like in Europe, they have all those like vending machines that like makes you a pretty customized cup of coffee. Yeah. I want one of those.
The best, what's the best meal we've ever ordered off a kiosk?
Burger King.
Burger King in the
Barcelona
airport.
After a late night.
Y'all, that Burger King was good.
It was really good.
But we ordered it from a kiosk. But for real, technology, I was thinking.
I hope. Oh, we're going to talk about this later. Never mind.
No, good. Oh.
No, I was going to talk about some technology. I hope we go away.
Okay. More and more, I feel like every business now has text marketing. Are you opted in on any text marketing?
Some.
Yeah. Do you like it?
No, I hate it. But I do it because I get a discount.
Okay, so that's what I think is like, I'm never, when I get a text, I'm like, ooh, who wants to talk to me?
When I get a text, I'm like, ugh, who wants to talk to me?
Oh, poor Ryan. He has so many friends that text him.
I know most of them have given up because of that's my attitude.
Oh, that's gross. So really, you should call Ryan is what he's saying.
Everyone knows I don't answer the phone. I changed my voicemail message, but it used to be along the lines of, this is Ryan. It still says, if I don't have your number, I won't answer the call. But it used to say, if I do have your number, I probably won't answer either. But that seemed a little rude.
That was rude.
But I don't answer unknown numbers.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I really like how my phone will tell me spam risk now.
Yeah.
Spam risk. Okay, so text marketing. I feel the same way.
The only one I like, Sticker Mule, our sticker company.
Yeah.
I'm on their text thing, and every Tuesday they send out a deal that you can only get from texts. And like a lot of times I'll just order it. It's always like I got one today, and it's good because I love Sticker Mule. They're like one of my favorite businesses.
I need to order stickers today.
I know. Get 50 holographic stickers for $29 plus free shipping.
Holographic?
And then it says normally $80. So I'm like, heck yeah, I'm in.
Can you make any sticker holographic?
Oh, they'll do it for you. Sticker Mule can do anything. Sticker Mule's the best.
They also send you hot sauce with your order.
And it's really good.
Which is an interesting marketing strategy I've never thought about. Why do you think they do that? Is it so they'll be like, because you can order stickers anywhere?
I think it's just like a funny thing they do. I think the founder loves hot sauce. I think that's like his actual passion. And so they just do it. And I'm sure they print the stickers, like the labels that are on the hot sauce bottle. So it's probably going to be like, look how cool they look in person.
So I kind of feel like a text marketing might work for us if it's like, you do it once a week and it's something like funny that people actually want to read and it has a discount potentially that only they could use over text.
Yeah. Like I bought a pair of pants from a place and I get a text every week that's like basically like a marketing version of like, look at these pants. It's like, I already bought them, but also like, are you going to give me a free pair of pants? Cause then I'm interested. But
yeah. Like, free pair of pants. Okay. Text marketing, that you've given me a lot to think about.
Thank you.
Okay, delivery apps, they're obviously in and here to stay. We've had a couple reach out to us about getting on them. I don't think a waffle being delivered is our best yes.
No, the interesting thing with delivery, this is kind of a tangent, but I think people find this interesting. I think we're on one. I think you can find us on one.
Oh.
But what they do is they set up fake websites or fake pricing pages. And like we don't sign up for DoorDash, but I'm pretty sure you can DoorDash Mountain Goat because they just like, literally send a human who like walks in and orders it and then takes it and delivers it.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, a lot of them, it's less common with something like us because we don't do online ordering at all. But I think places that do online ordering, they just like middleman it. So like you order it on their website, someone orders it online, then DoorDash picks it up. So something to be aware of when you're ordering food from a place. If it looks like they don't natively do like DoorDash, you're probably just getting them like walking in and ordering it.
So is there a way to ask, like, are you a native DoorDasher?
No, get out of here. I think like if you see on their website, they do DoorDash, or if they're like listed on DoorDash.
But
if
I know, I'm just giving you crap. I thought it was funny to say a native DoorDasher.
They're invasive DoorDashers. What's the native species, invasive species?
Yeah, they're an invasive DoorDasher.
Yeah.
And then the other technology thing is just like multiple ways to pay. I don't know if y'all feel this, but when you go check out and you're like, do you swipe it? Do you insert it? Do you tap it? Do you Apple Pay?
I want to Apple Pay everything forever.
I know. Every time I do it, I make this joke when I'm working at the bar. I'm like, it's like bop it. Bop it.
No.
Twist it.
Pull it.
Every time.
No wonder we've been slow lately.
Shut up. Like, I don't really.
Oh, I want to tap to pay, but that lady's going to bop at me.
Bop it. Screw it. Snap it. I wish y'all could see Ryan's face right now.
We had someone pay for a waffle recently, a couple months ago in crypto. because we accept through Square, you can use Cash App.
Oh, I don't want to talk about crypto. It's the most confusing thing in my life.
Somebody bought a waffle with crypto.
A Bitcoin waffle?
Probably. I mean, they didn't spend a whole Bitcoin on it. But wow. They did pay with crypto. It just comes in as like fiat to us, but they pay with crypto.
Interesting. And then I was going to say, those are all the big trends that I've seen so far. The one thing, I had one more to actually add. I think a lot of businesses are more and more using business coaches. Like, I think that it's kind of like therapy, where it was like embarrassing for a while to have a therapist or a counselor, and embarrassed. When I say embarrassing, I mean like people wouldn't openly talk about it.
Yeah. I think people would judge you of like, what's so wrong that you
need that. And now it's like, oh, you go to a counselor, you go to a therapy, like you're taking care of your mental health. Great. Good on you. I feel like business coaches are kind of becoming that way, that it's like, it's not because you're struggling or you're dying, you want to take your business to the next level. Mm-hmm. I think more and more people are using business coaches and seeing the value in that. I mean, a lot of people we've talked to have used them and been successful with them.
Yeah. The last trend, or wait, are you going to move it on?
No, go for it.
The last trend I think that we've seen, and this is like a bit of a boogeyman topic, but it is true, is that everything has gotten more expensive.
Yeah.
And I think something for those of you listening with a business, you'll understand this. For those of you listening without a business, just something to keep in mind is like, when you see companies like us raising prices, it's easy to get like annoyed and like mad, like, oh my gosh, why are they raising prices? But what you don't realize is like, we're raising prices and not making any more money.
Yeah.
Like we're having to raise prices because everything we pay for is getting more expensive.
Yeah.
I think there's some things that shockingly haven't changed mm-hmm. in price, but then there's some where it's like, and they kind of catch up over time. Mm-hmm. Like they don't seem that bad, but it's like, oh man, like our cost to make a waffle has gone up by 25%. And like,
yeah,
we can't just keep selling waffles the same price forever. So,
or even like equipment that we bought three years ago is now, like you said, it's probably 25% more expensive. I mean,
it's like twice as much. Like we looked at refrigerators recently, like bar fridge, yeah. And it's doubled in like 3 years.
That's insane.
Yeah.
How can we go on like this?
Inflation, ma'am. So yeah,
just I know what you want to say right now.
I do.
And we don't talk about politics on this podcast. But we want to make jokes, but we're a safe place.
Thanks, Obama. That's safe now, right? Thanks. Like he does it. So it's like, okay, it's fine.
Oh yeah, Obama says thanks, Obama. And then the one thing that Ryan and I both want to see go away in 2024. We had this experience last night.
It's not gonna happen.
Except for the people we were with like it.
Yeah, maybe it's us.
QR code menus.
God, give me a paper menu.
It just feels so like
print out what you sell.
We
cowards.
We write it on a chalkboard. We use our phones so much all day. When I go out to a restaurant to have an experience with someone, the last thing I want to do is be looking down at my phone.
I don't like that.
And then you're like getting a text and you're like, oh shoot, should I answer this text? Oh wait, I'm looking at this QR code menu. Oh wait, it went away. How do I get it back? I got to scan the QR code again. Mm-hmm. Can you send me the link to the QR code menu you got?
Now I got that tab open in my phone forever.
It's not cool.
My kids are like, daddy hasn't been on his phone all day and now he's looking at his phone. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's the first time all day he's picked up his phone.
That's exactly what it is.
But yeah, I mean, that was a COVID thing. You know, it was like done for hygiene and safety. And now it's just like, oh, this is.
And now it's like your phones are so dirty and you're touching your phones.
There's also an interesting balance I've seen where I think in some places it's fine. Like I think for something that like changes a lot, like a draft beer menu, it's kind of fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like creeping up. Like, I feel like there's like some, I can't think of an example, but I feel like there's like some decent restaurants we've been to lately where it's like, if I'm like seated and like out at a dinner, I should have a menu.
Yeah.
Not look at my phone on a QR code. So
it's gross. And like sometimes what if your internet service is bad and you can't get it pulled up? Like I've pulled up a menu and been sitting there for like 3 minutes waiting for it to load.
Yeah. So,
well, that's the end of our complaining.
RIP. No, it's not. Are we complaining about more?
No, that's the only thing we both want to see go away.
Oh, okay. What else do you want to see go away in 2024?
No, I said that's the only thing.
No, but that's the only thing you want to see go away?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? I thought you had more things.
No, that's the only thing. QR code menu.
I'd like to see, matcha go away. Not really.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to see oat milk go away. It's so expensive and gross.
It's not that expensive. It's the same as almond milk.
Yeah, which is also more expensive than cow milk.
Straight from the cow.
Straight from the cow, as Bert said the other day. What else?
That's it.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one more thing I'll add then. There's one thing that has gone up since COVID. I mean, everything's gone up since COVID. There's one thing that has gone up, though, that I appreciate. And that's also the, like, it's the most stressful part of our business.
I know what you're going to say.
But it's also something I'm very happy about.
What? Payroll.
Payroll, yeah. So COVID ended a lot of these, like, really low-wage jobs. And, like, there's a lot of statistics around, like, the amount of people that, like, the reason it took a lot of jobs to come back is, like, so long of, like, the count is because so many people were doing multiple jobs because it took that much to live. And so, you know, not to get politics into this, but I do appreciate that wages have gone up to, like, something more appropriate, at least in Greenville. They feel more appropriate than they were pre-COVID. And that's, again, that's hard for us because we're having to write that check twice a month. But I like that in a holistic view of, like, people should be paid and, like, be able to live. But also, I mean, that rolls into our costs as well. And so, like, I mean, we have a lot of really, I mean, all of our employees are awesome. And we try to pay them as well as we're able to. But even, like, when we're hiring, that's a consideration people are taking now is, like, how much they can make. And, like, we've seen it go up significantly across the board with, like, competitive and, like, semi-competitive spaces to us. And so, you know, we have a pretty good pulse as to what people are making, but it's, I mean, it's doubled almost.
Yeah.
So, which is good. I think it's when we have the money, it's a fun check to write.
Yeah.
Take care of people. So
when we have the money.
So I think that's my COVID gave us good things and bad things.
Yeah. And 2024 has given us good things so far.
Yeah.
Let's take away the QR code menus. Wow. How are you still talking about COVID 4 years later? That's not what this episode was about though. Anywho, thanks for sticking around and hearing me and Ryan ramble.
There she is.
There's my singing.
I'm not gonna sing.
We will catch you next time on Business Partner Partners.
See ya.
Bye.